At College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Study Sesh. I'm Bernadette Russo.
And I'm Leah Sendler.
We had a great show tonight.
That we do. We're going to dive into a lot of fun topics
tonight. Oh, yeah. So tonight, our first song of the night, the song that I discovered, not discovered, you know when you just like, you know when you go digging in the soil and you find like an earthworm and you're like, oh, I knew they existed, but like, I don't really like see them that much. You know what I mean? That's what happened this weekend with this song.
So the best feeling when you just absolutely uncover an earthworm in the ground.
Right.
But the earthworm is actually a song.
So this earthworm is also known as song is My Future by Billie Eilish.
Best kind of earthworm.
Enjoy.
I can't seem to focus, and you don't seem to notice I'm not here. I'm just a mirror. You check your complexion to find your reflections all alone.
This is a really great way to start off the topic that we're about to discuss.
I would agree. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes. Yeah, so this song is about my future, right? But I think it's good to delve into the past.
Oh, you know? I get it. So I know where this is going.
In light of that, I think our Spotify Wrapped is like a big deal because, you know, we have a radio show just for music, right?
Absolutely.
So I think it's very meaningful to discuss our past music listening.
Yeah.
So
by all means, take it away, Leah.
Oh, it's just gonna be me. I thought this was gonna be both of us exposing ourselves.
Yeah, you go first so mine looks less bad.
Awesome. Thanks. So, you know, the way that I am, it makes so much sense that Spotify has assigned me the auras of euphoric and hopeless romantic. And then not only that, Spotify had the audacity to say that you know that part where it's like if your life was a movie
Yeah.
Like the three songs.
Yeah.
So my three songs was, of course, had in my entry music, and I had my moment of reflection with the single tear dropping into the pool. And of course, you had to have the big kiss. So I just think it's so funny that Spotify thinks that my life is a failed romantic comedy. That's what I've learned from my listening and what Spotify has
told me. That's what makes, like, fun.
I really love watching rom-coms, but I don't really know if I want to be living one. I would rather, you know, my ideal movie would be...
Tell me.
I want the girl boss movie. Like, I want my life to be... I don't know. You know that one movie? It's like new.
Oh, you know that one movie? That one movie, people, right? The things, no, but
this actual movie where this woman like scams old people and like puts them into nursing homes and makes a lot of money and has like a really hot partner and is just like having a good time. That's the movie I want. That's my goal in life.
And so without further ado, our next... No, I love that for you, Leah.
Well, our next song doesn't make sense unless I also mention the fact that Mint, as we all know, I play a Mint song every evening on Sundays. Mint got to the second place. She's my top artist of
the
year.
What a cool name.
And considering the fact that I only started listening to her like 3 months ago, and a year is, you know, 12 months.
Right.
She did a really great job. So our next song is by Mint. It's called Lucy in Disguise.
Oh, I get it, because you know her, right?
Lucy in the Sky.
Think about that for a
second.
She's
a genius. I love her.
Yeah, there we go. Give it up for Mint.
Please enjoy.
Thank you.
so lovely.
Thank you. She never disappoints.
No, she never does. So for my Spotify, for because it's your turn. It was your turn. Now it's mine.
It is yours now.
Let me just lean back.
Lean back. Get comfortable. Get ready.
Yeah, putting my feet up on the counter right now. Great for all of you listening at home. My feet are currently on the counter.
In my face.
Not just, adjacent.
Just in inches away from my face.
What is the metric system?
It's okay.
What is that's what? Not even the metric system.
Hey, that's a past conversation.
Anyway.
You don't have to revisit that.
My aura for Spotify Wrap this year was chill and euphoric.
So we're both euphoric. That's kind of
both
fun.
Both euphoric.
We got that in common.
Yay. My number two artist. If we're playing number two artists,
we gotta do number two.
Because number one is like, oh, you know.
Number one is everybody knows number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
And number two, however, one. Is the deep cut.
You gotta look out for the number two.
My number two artist is me.
Is you? Oh yes, your alter ego.
Is Faye Webster.
Faye Webster.
Which we have established
which is, you,
is me.
But also your alter.
But also my number two on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, hold on. So is that like, I'm my number? Yeah.
I think we're getting into some like. Quantum level of like, you know,
yeah, we're,
is and isn't at the same time.
We're getting
it's Schrodinger's cat, except it's Faye Webster.
And you mean me?
Exactly.
Yeah. So here's my song.
the song that you made.
This is a cover of my song by Faye Webster.
Mm-hmm. You did it first.
She's yeah. This is Kingston
yep.
by me, also known as Faye Webster.
Correct.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight I'll I get lonely when it's out, and I miss you right about now. What he called me, I love you. And every single word you say makes me feel some type of way. It's the thought of you that slightly scares me, but it takes my breath away. Forget what I was gonna say. The day that I met you, I started dreaming.
You know, they always say that it's weird hearing your voice in recording.
Yeah.
that was an interesting experience for me.
I think the funny thing about it too is like when you record your voice and you're like, it doesn't sound anything like me. Is that your experience? Because
yeah,
the voice is slightly different, but I can see the similarity.
I think I have a different in-person voice. I have a different radio voice. Mom, if you're listening, does this sound like who you birthed? And then, like, I have a different singing voice, so That's true.
Your singing voice is definitely very different, but right. Without the accent, of course.
Absolutely.
Your Italian accent.
Anyway, that's our next song, Leah.
So our next song is, I don't even know how I actually discovered this song, but I'm glad I did, because according to Spotify, well, actually not according to my own calculations, because those are always correct,
right.
I've probably listened to this song upwards of, like, 20 or 30 times this past weekend, because I discovered it
absolutely.
On Saturday. This has been my walking song. Makes me really feel like I'm about to
like
have a good day.
Like
even when I'm not
walk.
Having a good day, I'm having a good day when I listen
and
to this
taking
song.
A walk.
So, please enjoy Too Much by Honeymoon.
Never too much.
Never.
The water can't make it back.
fun.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. It was so fun.
Thank you.
I want to, like, dance.
See, that's the issue, is I'll be listening to this song walking, you know, like a normal person, and I really have to suppress
the walking
urge
song.
Of either just breaking out into a sprint, because it also makes me want to run, or worse, is just wanting to,
skip? What does it make you want to...
I wouldn't go as far to say I would want to skip, but I definitely do have to suppress the urge of dancing in public, which is far worse than just, like, running.
Right.
And I'm not normally wearing shoes where I can do that. Like, you know, my green, like, heeled boots that I wear everywhere? Mm-hmm. Those ones are very much not for running, but...
No, you could run, like, a 5K in those. Or at least skip them.
I definitely could, and then I'd have to go straight to the hospital because of, like, shin splints, but...
Right, but it was the effort that was there, you know what I mean? I actually had to, speaking of skipping.
Skipping? You're skipping class, Bernadette. Maria, you did not hear that. Bernadette goes to all of her classes.
Speaking of skipping, my friend from home had to teach me how to skip in the third grade.
Third grade?
She was like, she was like, put one
behind.
She was like, put one foot.
Skipping wise.
And apparently I don't skip right. Someone told me that I don't. So, I don't know. If any of you see me on campus and I'm skipping for some reason.
In fact, that is an invitation. If you see Bernadette, just... yell, hey, Bernadette, skip for me.
And then please be nice to me after and tell me that I'm doing it right. Anyway, our next song is a good song.
I hope it's a good song.
I found this song a while ago. I don't know where. Just on the Spotify. On the Facebook. On the Spotify. It's called Hearts Out by Sun Parade. Hope you enjoy.
See you.
Song, right?
That was absolutely the fastest I've ever run in slippers.
Leo went to go get snacks.
I did. I just brought back Chips Ahoy cracker, not crackers, cookies.
No crackers.
I fully read it and then still said crackers.
What happens?
Yeah, I think we should make running in slippers the new Olympic sport.
Did you skip?
I didn't skip. I sprinted a little bit before almost face planting, and then I decided maybe running in house slippers is not the move. So I'm still breathing hard from it. I'm very out of shape, evidently.
Aren't we all? Anyway, Liam, please tell us what our next song is.
Our next song is one of my, you know, top songs of 2021. It's called Dear Stranger, and the artist name is like an acronym, so it's STRFKR. If I actually say what it stands for, we would get booted by FCC, so we're just going to leave it at that. So please enjoy, Dear Stranger.
There you go.
Thank you.
So fun.
See, we're not strangers anymore. It says dear stranger, but by the end of the song, we're no longer strangers.
But. My next song kind of continues this whole, like, strange theme.
Are strangers the theme of our show tonight?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think it is.
We did it. We found it.
This song, this is an all caps, so just yell it when you, like, say the name of it.
In your head.
In your head.
Also yell it in your brain.
It's called You Remind Me of No One by Daisy.
Ooh, and I like her name. The artist's name is also in all caps.
Yeah.
So this is a very...
angry. This is very loud.
Maybe not anger. I think Daisy is just a very passionate person. Mm. You know, they really want everybody in their audience to know just how much.
You just remind me of no one.
Yeah.
Take that as you will. And take this song as you will. Enjoy Daisy.
He's a mystery to most.
Have a snack.
And he makes me ache to know. I can't read your mind, but I'm trying harder than ever. To this annoying. The way I'm caught up is original. I'm treating it different. I'm kicking the issue, kiss on, keep resisting for a while. Cause I wanna sleep next to you, so sweet. You're breathing in silence, just keeping me awake. What a dream, but your heart stays in a previous place. It's falling in love, but it isn't with me. You're bringing me way down and over all. I know that it's nothing. Fix it up, alright. Well, baby.
So good. I say that every song, but it's so good.
I mean, all the songs we play are good.
Right.
According to Liam, who's listening. Thank you, Liam, for pulling up.
Thank you, Liam.
Liam says he likes your music, so we have Liam.
Thank you, Liam. While we were listening to this song, I was itching my arm, and we were just talking about my eczema.
Yeah, as one does.
As you would, because it's that season. It's Eczema Awareness Day, everyone. Coined by me.
Yeah.
So, for all of you at home that...
There was never an eczema awareness before until today.
Absolutely. I was patient zero for eczema.
You were patient. You're the reason. All cases of eczema can be tied back absolutely to one part of that reason.
So for all of you out there at home with eczema, I hope that this makes you feel less alone. Anyway.
Our next song is called Teenage Blue by Dreamgirl.
Enjoy. And don't itch your arm. Brilliant song. Made yes. me.
I think one of, we were just talking about this. One of my teenage blues, you know, little teenage sadnesses, it's the one that got away. George, if you're out there, George Meesh from Sparta, New Jersey. I miss you.
I think he's listening.
Why didn't you listen? Why didn't you ask me to slow dance with you the second time? I don't understand. What did I do wrong?
It's that eighth grade.
I want to know. Eighth grade. You
know. It's that eighth grade moment.
It was a long time ago for you, but for me, it was just yesterday. So please.
And
that time is already gone.
And this song kind of ties into that. This song is twofold. First, this song is called Already Gone
exactly.
by No New Friends. Just gone. Like that, in a snap.
And a snap.
Can you hear that at home? Please let me know if you could hear that snap. Already gone. George is already gone. My eczema, after listening to that last song, is already gone because that song was so good.
Time moves forward.
And, but for those listening, please don't be gone already. Listen to this.
Just keep listening.
Thank you.
Keep enjoying.
Enjoy.
Some new friends, some new faces, do some new things, some new places, and I don't want to think about what happens all the time. I don't remember when I saw you, had a few drinks, don't think I want to, and I think about you.
So soulful. You hear that saxophone?
I love that saxophone. Oh. Did I ever tell you the story about my neighbor who Did I tell you about my saxophone playing neighbor?
No.
I didn't tell the story. So gather around the fire, my friends. I had this neighbor who lived across the street from my house. And in middle school, he was in the band. And this man, so, you know, there's like that trip. So in, you know, California.
What is that trip?
Close to Disney. So people would go to Disney.
Like, oh, you know, for band. Oh, like, you know, that trip.
Yeah. Band thing. And so this man, you know, in preparation for his band trip, was practicing a saxophone.
Right.
Now, that's all well and good. Please practice, you know.
Please.
Not at 3 a.m.
Oh.
So I remember distinctly being in sixth grade and waking up to the sound of, I mean, I bet he was a really great guy, horrible saxophone player.
Off-key saxophone.
So I remember just waking up at 3 a.m. to some very off-key saxophone playing in the distance and looking out my window and seeing the light on in his window, and I could see him with his saxophone.
Okay, in his defense, though, I think that, you know, 3 a.m., like, you're just beginning to sleep and, like, you're in REM and, like...
I wasn't because he was playing the saxophone.
I don't know. I feel like there was two sides of the coin here.
Two sides of the story. You can report back. To all of our listeners out there, you can choose a side. Let us know. I'm very curious. I think my side is still correct, but that's on me.
Here we are with a saxophone-less song.
Oh, thank God.
This is Amoeba by Claro for all of our science... people out there. This song has nothing to do with science, but it's named Amoeba, so enjoy. Thank you. Amoeba.
That's a fun word, amoeba.
I think so too, and it's spelled fun. Like, you wouldn't think, like, oh, the O and the E is a little, amoeba. Huh? It's like a little surprise, amoeba. You know? Exactly. Like, you're just expecting it to be spelled like amoeba, like E-E, maybe even one E, you know what I mean?
You know, it defies expectations.
Exactly.
I think that's important.
Exactly. Leah, what is our last song of the night?
Our last song is a song called Andromeda by Waze Blood. It's a great song. Please enjoy.
Enjoy.
Nothing in it for me, except my heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never.
with that,
I know, it's a perfect song to end the night with.
Such a good song. And with that, thank you everyone for listening. This has been Study Sesh. You have been wonderful tonight.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Please put cream on your eczema.
Let me know what you think about saxophones. I'm very curious.
Okay, a few tasks for you guys.
I'm right for complaining.
A few tasks. The saxophone thing, I'm right. You see me on campus, ask me to skip. Please put cream on your eczema. We care about you.
And make sure that you're representing people with eczema. Because it's eczema awareness.
Absolutely. Have a beautiful night, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.